Jeremiah chapter 41. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the seed royal, and the princes of the king, even 10 men with him, came to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and there they did eat bread together in Mizpah. Then arose Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men that were with him, and smote Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and slew him whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also slew all the Jews that were with him, even with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans that were found there, and the men of war. And it came to pass the second day after he had slain Gedaliah, and no man knew it, that there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven and their clothes torn, and having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them to the house of Yahweh. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam." And it was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, slew them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and the men that were with him. But 10 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, "Slay us not, for we have treasures in the field, of wheat, and of barley, and of oil, and of honey." So he forbore, and slew them not among their brethren. Now the pit wherein Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah, was it which Azar the king had made for fear of Bashar king of Israel, and Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with them that were slain. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the residue of the people that were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters, and all the people that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard had committed to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, and Ishmael the son of Nethaniah carried them away captive and departed to go over to the Ammonites. But when Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. Now it came to pass that when all the people which were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah cast about and returned and went to Johanan the son of Kareah. But Ishmael the son of Nethaniah escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. Then took Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Nethaniah from Mizpah, after that he had slain Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, even mighty men of war, and the women and the children and the eunuchs whom he had bought again from Gibeon. And they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had slain Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor in the land. Jeremiah chapter 42. Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even to the greatest came near, and said to Jeremiah the prophet, "Let, we beseech you, our supplication be accepted before you, and pray for us unto Yahweh your God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as your eyes do behold us. That Yahweh your God may show us the way wherein we may walk and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, I have heard you, behold, I will pray unto Yahweh your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatever thing Yahweh shall answer you, I will declare it unto you, I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, Yahweh be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for which Yahweh your God shall send you to us. Whether it is good or whether it is evil, we will obey the voice of Yahweh our God, to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of Yahweh our God. And it came to pass after 10 days that the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said to them, Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your supplication before him. If you will still dwell in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid, be not afraid of him, says Yahweh, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of Yahweh your God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger for bread, and there will we dwell. And now therefore, hear the word of Yahweh, you remnant of Judah. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to dwell there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which you feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof you were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there you shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to dwell there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and my fury has been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be a swearing and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. Yahweh has said concerning you, O you remnant of Judah, go you not into Egypt, know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For you deceived in your hearts when you sent me unto Yahweh your God, saying, Pray for us unto Yahweh our God, and according to all that Yahweh our God shall say, so declare to us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh your God, nor anything for the which he has sent me to you. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence in the place where you desire to go and to dwell. Jeremiah chapter 43. And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking to all the people all the words of Yahweh their God, for which Yahweh their God had sent him to them, even all these words, then spoke Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying to Jeremiah, You speak falsely. Yahweh our God has not sent you to say, Go not into Egypt to dwell there. But Baruch the son of Neriah sets you on against us for to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away captives into Babylon. So Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces and all the people obeyed not the voice of Yahweh to dwell in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that had returned from all nations where they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah. even men and women and children and the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neriah. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh. Thus came they even to Tahpanhes. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah in Tahpanhes, saying, take great stones in your hand and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tahpanhes, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hidden, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he comes, he shall smite the land of Egypt and deliver such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives, and he shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd puts on his garment, and he shall go forth from there in peace. He shall break also the images of Beth Shemesh that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. Jeremiah chapter 44. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol, and at Tahpanhes, and at Noph, and in the country of Pathros, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwells therein, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense, and to serve other gods, whom they knew not, neither they, you, nor your fathers. However, I sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising early, and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they listen not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other gods. Therefore my fury and my anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as at this day. Therefore now thus says Yahweh, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, why commit you this great evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling, out of Judah, to leave you none to remain? In that you provoke me to wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense to other gods in the land of Egypt where you have gone to dwell, that you might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled, even unto this day. Neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you, and before your fathers. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to dwell there, and they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They shall die from the least even to the greatest by the sword and by the famine, and they shall be a swearing and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah which have gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall escape or remain, that they should return into the land of Judah, to the which they have a desire to return to dwell there, for none shall return but such as shall escape. Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, "As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of Yahweh, we will not listen to you. But we will certainly do whatever thing goes forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven, and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make her cakes to worship her, and pour out drink offerings to her without our men?" Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to the men, and to the women, and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, "The incense that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, did not Yahweh remember them, and came it not into his mind, so that Yahweh could no longer bear, because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without an inhabitant, as at this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against Yahweh, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies, therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day." Moreover, Jeremiah said to all the people and to all the women, "Hear the word of Yahweh, all Judah that are in the land of Egypt. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you and your wives have both spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her. You will surely accomplish your vows and surely perform your vows. Therefore hear you the word of Yahweh, all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, says Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord Yahweh lives. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good, and all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine, until there is an end of them. Yet a small number that escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, and all the remnant of Judah that have gone into the land of Egypt to dwell there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign unto you, says Yahweh, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil. Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life." Jeremiah chapter 45. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, "Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, to you, O Baruch, you did say, woe is me now, for Yahweh has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Thus shall you say to him, Yahweh says thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seek you great things for yourself, seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, says Yahweh, but your life will I give to you for a prey in all the places where you go." Jeremiah chapter 46. The word of Yahweh which came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Gentiles, against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Hosiah, king of Judah. Order you the buckler and shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses, and get up, you horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets. Furbish the spears, and put on the armour. Why have I seen them dismayed and turned away back, and their mighty ones are beaten down, and are fled to escape, and look not back, for fear was round about, says Yahweh. Let not the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They shall stumble and fall toward the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this that comes up as a flood, whose waters are moved as the rivers? Egypt rises up like a flood, and his waters are moved like the rivers, and he says, I will go up, and will cover the earth, I will destroy the city and the inhabitants thereof. Come up, you horses, and rage, you chariots, and let the mighty men come forth, the Ethiopians and the Libyans that handle the shield, and the Lydians that handle and bend the bow. For this is the day of the Lord Yahweh of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries, and the sword shall devour, and it shall be satiated and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord Yahweh of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shall you use many medicines, for you shall not be cured. The nations have heard of your shame, and your cry has filled the land, for the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty, and they have fallen both together. The word that Yahweh spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt, declare you in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Noph, and in Tapanhes, say you, stand fast, and prepare you, for the sword shall devour round about you. Why are your valiant men swept away? They stood not, because Yahweh did drive them. He made many to fall, yes, one fell upon another, and they said, arise, and let us go again to our people, and to the land of our nativity, from the oppressing sword. They did cry there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise, he has passed the time appointed. As I live, says the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, surely as Tabor is among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. O you daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish yourself to go into captivity, for Noph shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction comes, it comes out of the north. Also her hired men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks, for they also have turned back and have fled away together. They did not stand, because the day of their calamity had come upon them, and the time of their visitation. The voice thereof shall go like a serpent, for they shall march with an army, and come against her with axes as hewers of wood. They shall cut down her forests, says Yahweh, though it cannot be searched, because there are more than the grasshoppers, and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt shall be confounded, she shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, says, behold, I will punish the multitude of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods, and their kings, even Pharaoh, and all them that trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hands of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants, and afterward it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, says Yahweh. But fear not you, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel, for, behold, I will save you from afar off, and your seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear you not, O Jacob, my servant, says Yahweh, for I am with you. For I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you, but correct you in measure, yet will I not leave you wholly unpunished. Jeremiah chapter 47. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before that Pharaoh smote Gaza. Thus says Yahweh, behold, waters rise up out of the north and shall be an overflowing flood and shall overflow the land and all that is therein, the city and them that dwell therein. Then the men shall cry and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl. At the noise of the stamping of the hoofs of his strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots and at the rumbling of his wheels, the fathers shall not look back to their children for feebleness of hands, because of the day that comes to spoil all the Philistines and to cut off from Tyrus and Sidon every helper that remains. For Yahweh will spoil the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Captor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long will you cut yourself? O you sword of Yahweh, how long will it be before you are quiet? Put up yourself into your scabbard, rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing Yahweh has given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There has he appointed it. Jeremiah chapter 48. Against Moab, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, woe unto Nebo, for it is spoiled. Kiriathaim is confounded and taken. Mizgab is confounded and dismayed. There shall be no more praise of Moab in Heshbon. They have devised evil against it. Come, and let us cut it off from being a nation. Also you shall be cut down, O madmen, the sword shall pursue you. A voice of crying shall be from Horonaim, spoiling and great destruction. Moab is destroyed, her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the going up of Luhith continual weeping shall go up, for in the going down of Horonaim the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the heath in the wilderness. For because you have trusted in your works and in your treasures, you shall also be taken, and Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and his princes together. And the spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as Yahweh has spoken. Give wings to Moab, that it may flee and get away, for the cities thereof shall be desolate, without any to dwell therein. Cursed be he that does the work of Yahweh deceitfully, and cursed be he that keeps back his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his dregs, and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither has he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent has not changed. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will send to him wanderers that shall cause him to wander, and shall empty his vessels and break their bottles. And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How say you, we are mighty and strong men for the war? Moab is spoiled and gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hastens fast. All you that are about him bemoan him, and all you that know his name say, how is the strong staff broken and the beautiful rod? Your daughter that does inhabit Dibon, come down from your glory and sit in thirst, for the spoiler of Moab shall come upon you, and he shall destroy your strongholds. O inhabitant of Aroa, stand by the way and watch. Ask him that flees and her that escapes, and say, what is done? Moab is confounded, for it is broken down. Howl and cry, tell you it in Arnon, that Moab is spoiled. And judgment has come upon the plain country, upon Holon, and upon Jahazar, and upon Mephath, and upon Dibon, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth Diblathaim, and upon Kiriathaim, and upon Beth Gamul, and upon Beth Meon, and upon Kerioth, and upon Bozra, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far and near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says Yahweh. Make you him drunken, for he magnified himself against Yahweh. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit, and he also shall be in derision. For was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For since you spoke of him, you skipped for joy. O you that dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock. And be like the dove that makes her nest in the sides of the snare's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud, his loftiness and his arrogance and his pride and the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, says Yahweh, but it shall not be so. His lies shall not so affect it. Therefore will I howl for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. My heart shall mourn for the men of Kirhiris. O vine of Sibma, I will weep for you with the weeping of Jazer. Your plants have gone over the sea. They reach even to the sea of Jazer. The spoiler is fallen upon your summer fruits and upon your vintage. And joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful field, from the land of Moab, and I have caused wine to fail from the wine presses. None shall tread with shouting. Their shouting shall be no shouting. From the cry of Heshbon even to Elilah, and even to Jahaz have they uttered their voice, from Zoar even to Horonaim, as a heifer of 3 years old, for the waters also of Nimrim shall be desolate. Moreover, I will cause to cease in Moab, says Yahweh, him that offers in the high places, and him that burns incense to his gods. Therefore my heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and my heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kirhiris, because the riches that he has gotten have perished. For every head shall be bald, and every beard clipped, upon all the hands shall be cuttings, and upon the loins sackcloth. There shall be lamentation generally upon all the housetops of Moab, and in the streets thereof, for I have broken Moab like a vessel wherein is no pleasure, says Yahweh. They shall howl, saying, how is it broken down? How has Moab turned the back with shame? So shall Moab be a derision and a dismaying to all them about him. For thus says Yahweh, behold, he shall fly as an eagle, and shall spread his wings over Moab. Kerioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised, and the mighty men's hearts in Moab at that day shall be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. And Moab shall be destroyed from being a people, because he has magnified himself against Yahweh. Fear and the pit and the snare shall be upon you, O inhabitant of Moab, says Yahweh. He that flees from the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that gets up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare, for I will bring upon it, even upon Moab, the year of their visitation, says Yahweh. That they fled, stood under the shadow of Heshbon, because of the force, but a fire shall come forth out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and shall devour the corner of Moab, and the crown of the head of the tumultuous ones. Woe be unto you, O Moab, the people of Chemosh perish, for your sons are taken captives, and your daughters captives. Yet will I bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, says Yahweh. Thus far is the judgment of Moab.